Yeah, it has been pretty challenging. Me and my brother just come home on the farm, I suppose, after school, like from all the fires and that. But yeah, we didn't come back because we had to, I suppose. We wanted to come back and sort of try and run it with my uncle. So yeah, it's been a good year, I suppose.
Making that decision to come back and take on the farm, why make that decision and make it now?
Well, we were always gonna like come back. Like, we've been pretty interested because we've been brought up here, I suppose. And after the fires and that, and after Dad passed away, I suppose we didn't want to let what he'd sort of built up over his lifetime. He started when he was probably 18, and we didn't want to let that crash and burn, I suppose. So we sort of thought we'll give it a crack, and we've got our uncle to give us a hand. So yeah, and it's we've never looked back since, and it's been awesome. So we can hopefully we can keep going.
Did you ever expect at the age of, well, 18 and 19 now, that you and your twin brother would be taking over the farm?
Nah, not really. We thought we'd probably, I don't know, be at uni or doing stuff, doing another job or working for someone. But yeah, it was definitely a big change, I suppose. And like, we grew up pretty quick. But I think it's been, yeah, pretty awesome. And I wouldn't like change it for anything what's happened, I suppose. I don't regret coming back at all. Yeah.
You talk about the help you've had from your family, especially your uncle. What's that been like working alongside him?
Yeah, pretty good. Like, I suppose Dad and my uncle used to work together, and they'd just kind of gone their own way just lately, just to because their kids are coming back, I suppose. And he's awesome. He's pretty much like how Dad farmed. He's the same, I suppose, and he acts as that mentor for us. And like, sometimes, you know, you get a bit of a roasting or something if you do something wrong, but it's pretty awesome. And yeah, both him and my uncle Mick, they're both farmers in the Esperance area, and they help us out with everything. You only have to pick up the phone and call them, and they'll drop anything to help us. So yeah.
Do you consider yourself a farmer now?
Oh, not really. Nah. I'm definitely not a farmer yet. I've got like a lot to learn, I suppose. A lot more stuff has to go wrong so I can learn how to fix stuff up and that. But yeah, I hope in a few years, and when we get stuff going, I suppose properly, I hope me and my brother can sort of go together eventually, and yeah, do what we want to do, which is go farming, I suppose. Yeah.
You talk about things going wrong, and you've been fixing a blockage in the header today, which you kindly blamed on your twin brother, Riley. How are the crops looking?
Yeah, the crops are awesome, I suppose. Like, we've been pretty lucky to get out of the frost situation. Well, our aim this year was just to put a crop in, and just so we could keep going this year, I suppose. But yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job, I suppose. We got the crop in, and yeah, probably one of the better years we've had. Been lucky with rain and stuff like that. And I mean, we've had a few stuff ups during harvest this year, just from everyone, I suppose, mainly Riley. But yeah.
What do you reckon your dad would think about what you guys have done over the last year?
I think he'd be pretty proud of us, I suppose. I didn't do it to because I had to. I just wanted to do it for him, I suppose, and for the family, just to keep it going. You don't want to let something like this just get chucked away. And yeah, I think he'd be pretty proud of us. And yeah, that's the whole reason we did it, I suppose, is he worked hard for it, so we didn't want to chuck his work away, kind of thing. And yeah, I dare say he'd be looking over us saying like that we've done a good job, or probably cursing us a bit when we're doing wrong things. But yeah, he'd be pretty happy, I think. So
what's it like working that those same paddocks that, you know, your dad's worked hard to build?
Yeah, it's good, I suppose. Like, when you go out on the tractor or on the header or the spray, it's like it's a good time to sit there and think, I suppose. And yeah, you feel pretty good, I suppose, about working what he's worked, I guess. And we just hope we can keep it going, I suppose, the way he would have wanted it to. And yeah, it's quite special when you're sitting out there and you have a bit of a think to yourself. It's good thinking time.
Tell us a bit about Freddy's number 10.
Yeah, well, we had a crop, one paddock that didn't get burnt. It was about 320 hectares of Bodan barley, and yeah, that didn't get burnt. So we harvested it after the fires and that with our uncle, and we thought, oh, we might as well, we got to do something to honour Dad. So we thought up of some beer. It was actually my cousin Daniel. He comes over and works for us every year, and we took it into Lucky Bay Brewery, and we made 2,500 bottles of beer and 9 kegs. So we've just been giving it out to close friends and family, and hope that everyone has a drink to remember Dad. So yeah, it's a pretty good way of remembering him, I suppose.
Is it a good drop? What do you approve?
Yeah, I hope he does. We made it a bit dark, like a bit of a red ale to match his hair. So, that was a bit of the reason behind it.
The last year and, I suppose, the number of reviews that we've seen into the Esperance bushfire situation, I mean, how have you taken that?
Yeah, I was never angry at anyone, I suppose. You can't blame anyone for something that happens like that. It's just, you know, meant to happen, I suppose. But, yeah, I think it's good that a review got put in place, I think, by the Campbells and Mrs. Sanderson. But it can't be blamed on individuals. It's just the system. And at the end of the day, everyone's just doing a job. But, yeah, I hope things get looked at. And as each situation arises, you know, they look at it a bit differently and try and deal with it when they can, I suppose. And they've got a system in place for a reason. But, yeah, just I think a bit more control should be given to local people that know probably a bit more about what the situation is and the conditions, I guess, yeah.
Well, Tom, we're here in Skadden. Your farm's just over the road here. What does the future hold for you?
Well, I just hope I can keep farming, I guess, and I would like to do other things, I guess, like not just be, you know, your average farmer. I'd like to get involved in the community and get a bit more knowledge into agriculture itself, yeah, but I think definitely stay here in farming and build up a bit of a life for myself, I guess, yeah.